Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening today.
It is 3:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm Bea Leader. I'm glad to be able to do the show today. I'm going to talk to you about house helper services. I have a workshop coming up in May, and I am inviting you to attend if you are in the Houston area. I will tape that show, and I will do that show on air afterwards. But the purpose of that show is to get people making money. You can either supplement your income, or if you have no income, this show will help you get started making money. You see, the one thing we all have to realize is that our lives, your life, my life, everyone's life that comes from a working class family, our lives are filled with obstacles. You can get over any obstacle. You must realize that. Coming from a working class family means there are obstacles, but you learn to live with those things, no matter who you are. So therefore, no matter what obstacles, if you're not limited physically, mentally, or you're not incarcerated right at the moment, the odds are in your favor. Now, yes, a lot of times we're going through difficulties, and those specific difficulties makes life really, really hard to see beyond the moment. That happens to all of us. But based on where you are today, I'm going to ask you to not let whatever things are in your way today, whatever obstacles, stop you from moving toward success, moving toward just getting off to a start where some money is coming through. You don't build a castle in one move. It takes brick by brick by brick. And right now, I know for a lot of people, you seem like you can't figure out how to get that brick to get started. And that's what I want to talk with you about. House helper services. There are people who can use your skills. You have to get out and tell those people you have some skills and ask them to pay you for those skills. And based on what you can offer them, that's going to dictate how much you want to charge a person for those skills. Now, if you want to do something specifically that you only going to need your body, your person, and you're not going to need supplies, but say, I want to drive. I can chauffeur people places. Okay, then you can put out some flyers saying that that's what you do, and put them in an area where you know people depend on buses, but there are some things everybody can't do on a bus, or where there is an older group of people who might need to go to the store or may need someone to go to the store for them. You have to offer something that you know someone can use that's in the immediate area of where you are because you're going from almost scratch. You don't have excess funds. You're very limited, but you do have a car. Get you a white T-shirt, a pair of jeans. If you're a female, maybe get a bandana or something tied around your neck or around your head like a headband and make that your uniform. Get you some flyers and pass out those flyers. Put wheel drives. Put a minimum fee that you'll be willing to take. And then you go from there with a phone number. If you got access to a phone. If you do not have access to a phone, borrow somebody's number at least and let them take a message from you. But in a day, you can find yourself making some money if you keep at it and don't give up. And that's what this show is about. House helper services. There are people running homes all over America every day. Some cannot do the extra work. Some don't want to do the extra work. Some don't have the time to do the extra work. Some don't even know they need the extra work done because they're so involved in other things. That's where you're going to come in and you're going to help people to help you by telling them what you can do for them. It starts with how much money you have. If you got to go knock on doors, you do that first. If you have, if you can go and buy some flyers and pass out flyers standing in a mall or somewhere, you do that. You do what you can do based on what you have access to right at the moment. That's what you do. Even if you're working somewhere but your income is not getting it done, when you get off work, work on doing something that, some skill that you can do, that you feel good enough about doing it, that you're going to do it with such a passion that people will be willing to pay you to do it. That's what it's about. Moving ahead in life is about you using whatever God has given you. And sometimes the only thing that a person have that people seem to enjoy is that smile they have. People always say, you're always so happy. You always, whatever you got, your personality, your looks, your car, you got some money, whatever you got, you can do something. I call it house helper services because it's things that people who run homes oftentimes need other people to do for them, and a lot of times they don't even think about paying somebody to do it. But if they know you, if you got family and friends and you're just in a community and never got to know them yet, now is the time to get to know your community. If you live in a block, in a 10-block radius, and you can go 10 blocks either way, Tori, cover that territory. You can either make phone calls to that territory or you can walk that street in a day, those streets in a day. 10 blocks either way, walk them. Get you some flyers, put them in, at their doors. If you're not allowed to put flyers at doors, stand on a corner and hand them out. You do whatever it takes. But there's something you can do. You can either be a driver. You can be an escort to people. You can clean people's floors. That's all you want to do is vacuum and for people and mop the kitchen floor and mop the bathroom floor for them, you know, and wax and mop or no carpet, just mopping and sweeping. Do only floors. People pay for that. I know people who have done this and made extra money supplementing their money that they had coming in and make good money doing it. There are all kinds of places that will hire you to clean floors. Because that's a job a lot of people don't like to do. If you're a handyman, okay, there are things you can do. Write down on that flyer things that you're good at. You don't have to write everything down, just a group of things that if you walk through your community and you see these things need done, write them down on that flyer, run off some flyers, and get busy. Go to a store and ask them, can you put the flyer in the store? Go to the library. Hand them to people who are getting out their cars going into the library. Handymen are valuable. start a some type of club where people pay a membership and then you get groups of people together. If you're a people person, get them together and y'all do something. Start off with them with a membership. Give them something based on what you can do. Teach people to cook. Or be a freelance chef and cook for people. Go barbecue for people. Fry fish on Fridays for people. Whatever things you're good at and don't mind doing, somebody will pay you. Gift wrapping and gift baskets. If you're creative that way, do that. You can put an ad in your community newspaper. If you don't have money to run an ad in the newspaper, flyers. Use your flyers. Do a sign, put it in your car window. There, you can, you just use your common sense, realize that you need money, realize what things you already have right now that you can use to make money, write out a simple plan, some steps, 1, 2, 3, what you need to do. You can make money. How about a weight control workshop? Get some people who want to lose some weight. Get some company and talk to them about discounts on their meals and get at least like a couple of dozen of people that's willing to start work with you, maybe even if you need to lose weight, and y'all do it together. Before you know it, people will be paying you. You set up some type of entertainment type thing because people love to blow clubs. They love that. You just make it appealing, and you charge them a minimal membership fee. And then as you move along, you find ways based on where you live how you can make additional money. There are a lot of things people can do to move forward in life. Even if you have a job and it's part-time, there are some other things that you can do. But the worst thing that you can do is to do nothing. And that's why so many people end up with nothing, because they spent too much time doing nothing because they didn't have that what they really wanted. Well, to get what you want, you must start somewhere. You want a castle, you cannot build a castle overnight. Brick by brick, you'll have to build it. That's the way life is. If you need training, you're going to need training. If you need to learn how to use a computer, then you're going to find a place where you can get that free. The thing you want to always do is find places where you can get things done free. And if you can't get it done free, you want to find a way to use other people's money. That's the way you do this. There is no other way to do this. So that's why I'm saying to you, house helper services is the way, because you can go in as a cleanup person. You don't have to clean a whole house anymore to be a cleanup person. You can clean just kitchens. That's right. Go in and clean just a kitchen. Charge $125. To clean that kitchen thoroughly for that person. And when you go in and clean that kitchen, you do a thorough job and you come out. And you make sure that you can do it, say, within 3 hours max. So now you've made over $25 an hour. You tell them they must provide their own cleaning products. That's all you got to do. Do a flyer. We clean kitchens. Always say we. Don't tell people that it's just you. You can pretend it's a group of you, a team of you, a business where a bunch of you were. Just make it clear, this is what I can do. It'll only cost you such and such amount. Always say only. Even if you send $500 to paint a house, it'll only cost you $500. I will work and get this done in 2 days, if you can do that in 2 days. We paint houses. So you're coming out to paint the house, but we paint houses. That's what you do. You know, my workshop is to help you get organized. And we're thankful that our March House Helper Services had a great show. We had a great turnout. We only do 6 people at a time in our workshops. Now, 2 of the people were already on their own. They have home-based businesses, and they're doing very well from March to now, and this is like mid-April or late April. But their home-based business is set up to make money. Now they are better organized in their efforts, and they are making better use of the funds that they have in their time. And one business is a house cleaning services, and the other is a T-shirt shop on wheels. And what they're doing is the one I thought the one with the T-shirt shop on wheels was unique, because what he does is go out and actually get his orders for T-shirts, and he uses the iron-on T-shirts, and he makes that clear, and he irons on T-shirts what people want. They pay him for it, a down payment. He get it, and he takes it back, and he has been able to be successful in doing that. We talked about some things that was unique to him, and he's making more money right away because we came up with ways for him not to spend his money. And that's the purpose of working in a group and networking, because you come up with ideas from one another. You can't do things alone. And this is why so many people who operate their own businesses fail, because they try and do everything themselves, and it doesn't work. You must have the help of other people, the ideas of other people. It takes hard work, staying focused, and understanding advertising. And most small businesses fail to advertise. Well, Work for Life helps you to get organized and know what you need to do, when you need to do it, how much you can afford to put into it, and networking with other people so that you can barter services. And we want you to join us. We keep our groups at 6 to assure speedy progress. So we want you to schedule today for our May House Helper Service Workshop. We want you to come and network and make money. Learn how to make money. And you can make money. Our workshops are free throughout the end of June. March, let's see, because I started a 90-day back in March. That's April, May, June. So throughout the end of June, our workshops are free. Our parking is free. And you'll be getting an opportunity to network with others. So if you're interested, please plan on joining us. Send us an email, wfl@workforlife.net, and let us know that you're interested, and we'll get you scheduled for that first workshop in May. And based on the number of callers, we will have a workshop each week. We will do one workshop during the week, and we will do one on a Saturday. And remember, it's free, and parking is free. And so if you're in Houston, we will be in the area of Beltway 8 around Greenspoint area. That's where we'll be. We're looking forward to helping you start making money. You'll be surprised what type of money you can make based on the services that you know you can provide. There are so many things that people can do to help people in their homes. I could tell you this, what we did. Under Work for Life, we help people find work. But we also have spent time helping people who are elderly do things in their home, like going in and changing light bulbs and monthly packages and things of that nature. So there are a lot of things that you can come up with and get paid to do. And excuse me.
Okay, let me get it off for you. Hold on.
So, sorry about that. If you are interested, then send us an email, WFL@workforlife.net. That was my yard man at the door, and I had to catch it. Now, and that's what I say. This is what I'm talking about. My yard man is invaluable. I appreciate what he does, and I pay him. And I do things, and I get paid to do it. My point is, we can be neighborly and help one another and make money. Because most people are not looking for things for free. They're not looking for a handout. They're looking for an opportunity to make money. And as neighbors, generally, you maybe can do something for me, and I can do something for you, and you can pay me, and I can pay you, and we keep a flow of money going and have the things that we need. Yes, there are companies out there doing a lot of things every day in America. But companies are outpricing us with the cost of living. Because what people earn and what people have to pay for goods and services is not matching up. We're living with 2015 cost of living. In actuality, our wages are not much farther along today in 2015 than they were in the 80s. And that's why we have to start doing things for ourselves, making money for ourselves, improving our own communities. And we do that by taking the skills that we have and sharing those skills, whether it's how-to classes, whether it's driving people places, whether it's babysitting, whether it's escort service, whether you're cooking for people. The list goes on and on, and nothing stands in the way but your attitude about your abilities and what actions it is that you're willing to take to get what you want. You got to be willing to put in the action. You got to have the right attitude. You got to make sure your abilities match what you're trying to do. And you got to make sure that your attire that you wear fits. I always tell people the first thing you want to do is get yourself a uniform. And a uniform just means the same outfit that you're going to wear when you're doing that job. And it could be a jeans and a T-shirt, a white shirt, a black shirt, a scarf, a hat on your head with this, a pair of boots with that, whatever it is that you're comfortable in and can get your job done, that's the way you do it. Your attire is your uniform. Your abilities is what you're going to be doing, providing in goods and services. Your attitude has got to sell you to that customer. You have to do that, and you have to make the right actions. You got to make phone calls. You got to visit people. You got to network. You got to pass out material. You got to get some business cards, and these are things you can do. These are things you can do. If you don't have the money and there's a place that has some of these things, go and talk to the manager and let them know what it is you're trying to get hold to and if there is something you can do to earn those things. Your actions are important. Your attitude is important. Your attire is important. Your abilities are important. Trust me, there's no reason for you not to be making money. Baby boomers are retiring 10,000 every day across America. They have needs for goods and services that you can bring to their door or carry them places, drive them to doctor's appointments, take them to play bingo, all kinds of things. Find information for them and share it. You can be an information service. There is just too many things that you can do. And that's why I call them house helper services, because you are helping people, individuals. I just didn't want to call it individual services. House helper services. Help people in your community first. That's where you start, in your community. Improve your community. If you want to go through and with a lawnmower and start cleaning lots and yards, and where you see people don't get their yard cut frequently, then give them a price that they could live with and cut their yard. And you don't have to charge everybody the same amount. You know better than anybody else what your neighbors can afford. It's time, America, that we depend upon one another by first starting with what we can do ourselves. That's the way it goes. So I'm looking for your email. I'll be taking those in sixes, and I'm looking forward to working with you. And if you have any questions, of course, any show, you can call in, or you can email me, WFL@workforlife.net, and I'm on Twitter at WorkForLifeBEA. And those of you who cannot find work, you gotta, it's your attitude. You gotta be more flexible in your attitude. You gotta assess your abilities, and you just may need to find something different if you're looking for a job. Or you just may need to keep looking for what you want, but you need to look at supplementing your income by working on your own. You can do it. I've done it for many years, and I have made great money. So it's not like I was getting by. I always have been a person, if I had a paycheck coming in, I still was doing something on the side. And there are a lot of things I'm going to be talking to you about through the end of June about how to make money. And a lot of them are things that I've done in the past and that you can do now. So it's up to you. House Helper Services. I'll be having workshops in May and in June. You can schedule your business for success today. I do groups of six only, no larger. Those workshops are free. And the parking is free because we come together and network and make money. I'm Bill Leader, and I thank you for taking the time to listen in. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it now. WFL@workforlife.net. That's WFL@workforlife.net. And I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. And I have plenty of shows about starting your own business and shows about preparing for a job. And, of course, everything that I do, veterans come first. So if I have some veterans, I would love to do six veterans at a time. I can help you. No doubt about it. If you have the right attitude, I can help you. If you're willing to do the actions, I can help you. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate you listening in. This is the Work for Life Show. Enjoy your weekend.